Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Toronto Raptors have made another signing to the big club, so we'll discuss that as well as a Bronny James draft update, as multiple reports have linked really only the Toronto Raptors as well as the Los Angeles Lakers, the two real teams that have publicly expressed interest in scouting and potentially drafting Bronny James in this year's upcoming NBA draft. So lots of stuff to dive into in this video, but before we do, folks, again, if you're part of the 55% of our viewers that are not subscribed to the channel, mean the world to me if you guys could hit that subscribe button so you can stay up to date with everything regarding this Toronto Raptors team, especially as a lot of people probably have tuned out from the games, you know, with the Toronto Tank 2024 currently ongoing. But let's dive into the news. Let's dive into what's been going on. Basically, the Raptors have made another 10-day contract signing as Jamyus Ramsey, who has played a couple games for the Toronto Raptors now in his first stint, his first 10-day contract with the team. Again, the Raptors are very, very depleted right now in regards to injuries, in regards to players being off, and all of these types of things. So bringing in back another 10-day guy kind of makes sense. And Josh Lewenberg basically came out and said that the Raptors have signed Jamyus Ramsey to a second 10-day contract. And this is something that I'm not that surprised by because, again, looking at his stats, he's an interesting player. Basically, he's 6'3", you know, 22 years old, will be 23 there soon, you know, and had some intangibles. He's very athletic. He's had some nice highlight plays, you know, over the course of his basketball career. Had a nice dunk for the Toronto Raptors in a recent game. But Jamyus Ramsey is an interesting guy. Now, he plays a position that is not really of need for the Toronto Raptors. But right now, where the team is currently at, every position is of need because the team has so many injuries. Everything that's going on makes sense to just keep a guy into your group so you have a warm body to have out there on the court, you know, with all the injuries that have sort of been happening to the Toronto Raptors as of late. But in his games with the Toronto Raptors, hasn't done anything too crazy just yet. Again, his first game, you know, against the New Orleans Pelicans, played 5 minutes, you know, at the end of the game. Made a shot, you know, missed his threes there, but had a couple of rebounds, one assist, had 2 points. You know, nothing really crazy along those lines. But in the game against the Detroit Pistons, we actually saw some extended run from Jamyus Ramsey, and he hustled on the defensive end. He hustled out there getting rebounds. Again, he's only 6'3". Then against the Detroit Pistons, he ended up having 7 rebounds, which is pretty big. It's pretty nice to see a guy out there at least getting on the box score, doing his thing. You know, he made his free throws, which is good to see. You know, he's shooting 100% from the free throw line for the Toronto Raptors. You know, nice stat there. But he continues to miss from the three-point line. He's not hitting his long-range shots, and it's a lucratively small sample size, so I'm not going to stress too much if he's missing his three-point shots, but again, it's shots you want him to be able to make if he's going to earn a roster spot with this team. So, you know, 0% from the three-point line so far in his tenure with the Toronto Raptors. That could hopefully get turned around, hopefully get twisted, but again, he's an athletic, young shooting guard that hasn't been making his threes, but he's getting boards, he's hustling out there on the defensive end. I'm cool with him coming back as a 10-day contract. Not a lot to read into just yet in terms of his performance, but we'll see if he actually gets some run in the next few Toronto Raptors games. But the next thing we're talking about is another sort of guard that could potentially find their way to the Toronto Raptors, as we have a Bronny James draft update. Now, Bronny James is a guy that has widely been reported. There's been multiple sort of reports about the Raptors being linked to Bronny James over the past couple of months, and now we have the latest in regards to whether or not he's going to get drafted or not, because that's been the huge topic of discussion. Will Bronny James declare for this year's draft? He's had sort of a tumultuous sort of year in regards to his stats, as well as just health, you know, being available, being out there on the court. But there's been some recent reports coming out, which we're going to dive into. Basically, a Western Conference executive believes, or so we'll dive into this one first. You know, an Eastern Conference executive, as you can see, says that I don't know that he's dead set on coming out, but I know that there's some teams that would consider drafting him on the hope that they can sign LeBron as well. A team would have the room or have the assets the Lakers would want, and I don't see that as likely. But I think there will be teams that will take that approach. I think everyone is preparing for him to go into the draft, and I'm dead serious. I think a lot of teams will take the stance that they'll draft him if he's there, if there's a 1% chance that their team can land LeBron James. So I'll be surprised if he doesn't enter the draft. Will he stay in? I don't know. So basically what this report is coming out and saying in the middle of...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Part of it's pretty clear there that NBA teams, all teams are preparing for him to go into the draft, and they're dead serious regarding that, even though he's not dead set on it currently as is. But teams are expecting him to be available, and some teams are going to draft him, even if there's a 1% chance they can land LeBron James at some point. So again, that makes sense, makes complete sense, especially if it's a late first, a second round pick. I mean, you trade a late first, a second round pick for LeBron James. And, you know, regardless of salary, free agency, how that would end up shaking out, would it be right away? Would it not? We don't really know. But that's sort of a risk I could see a lot of teams taking. And he has had a weird sort of season. This is where the Western Conference executive believes LeBronny James deserves the benefit of the doubt. You miss 4 months of the offseason and try to rush back. That's really tough to do. So I grade him on a heavy curve. Personally, I imagine from a basketball perspective, the best thing that would have been for him is to not play, because he missed so much time over the summer to adjust to college basketball. And you just get thrown in the middle with this kind of weird team that wasn't functioning anyways. I thought it made for what I think ended up being a clunky situation in every direction. To the kid's credit, I think he did his best. And that's sort of fair, but again, he's a guard that isn't, he's only averaging 4 points per game for for USC, not putting up some crazy stats. Again, he's regarded as a very strong defender, an elite playmaker, but he needs to be able to score. Apparently, he needs to improve his finishing around the basket, you know, his ability to just create some own shots for himself. But he is a great passer, great defender at his size, at that sort of guard position. The Raptors are loaded up on guards now, so maybe Bronny James is exactly the type of mold, the type of player that Darko Rajakic, Masai Ujiri would be interested in bringing in. However, another sort of insider, is basically an NBA exec, said, I don't know what he does at an NBA level. I feel like expectations are always overboard. He's a good player, but if his situation wasn't what it was, I'm not sure how much attention he'd be garnering. It's just one of those things where Bronny has a burden to bear. All the things considered, he's done an amazing job with the things he's had to overcome. He's a solid player. I thought he was shooting it pretty well, especially going into the McDonald's game last year. He's a good athlete, but he's smaller for a wing. So it's one of those tricky things for him. In the NBA, there aren't a lot of guys like that who play at a high level. You can carve out a role. It's an uphill battle regardless. So I think it's overblown a little bit in terms of expectations, but there's a hype train that comes with being the son of LeBron James. So not all NBA executives are calling him, you know, a surefire guy to get drafted and to come in and be a, you know, I guess that's not what the other executives believed either, but there is an expectation that he is going to go into the NBA draft, as well as he will get selected by an NBA team with the hopes of potentially landing LeBron James. So again, take with that what you will. The Raptors have been linked there in the past, so we'll just see. We'll have to see if the Toronto Raptors end up making a move. We have a lot of picks. We have a lot of picks in this year's draft, especially if they keep their own. I feel like that Detroit Pistons sort of second could be right around where we could expect a Bronny James to get drafted. So we'll see how that all plays out. But let me know in the comment section down below if you guys think the Raptors should draft Bronny James. But the final thing we're discussing, and, you know, send our well wishes to RJ Barrett and his family. I won't dive into this too long, but the press statement came out from Canada Basketball, the Raptors. That's what I saw, at least. But RJ Barrett ended up losing his little brother. He died recently, so sending the best to RJ Barrett and its family. Unfortunate news to close off the studio, to close out that today. So that is obviously the reasons, the personal reasons why RJ Barrett hasn't been playing for the team, or at least in the last game for the Toronto Raptors. So all the best, prayers up to RJ Barrett and his family. But folks, you guys are the best to make it this far. Appreciate everyone that made it this far in the video. You guys are the best. I'm signing out. Cheers.